your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Now, there we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live at 9 and 10 from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, information's on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com podcasts are free, and if you need to revisit or share something that you've heard on this broadcast, just click on USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and for those of you new to the class, there are well over 150 of us here at USAprepares.com. And we are innovators, dentists, medical doctors, broadcasters, CEOs, surgeons, researchers, physicists, farmers, and inventors. And we're students rising to become instructors. None of us is capable of holding down a job. Shane's with us. Shane is brand new at GCN. Welcome, Shane. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you with us. And he's producing the worldwide broadcast from Minnesota. With us today, Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. He's the CEO. And we're going to be talking about survival economics. Just have a note for you. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. It's all free. John Reagan, USAprepares.com instructor, is going to be discussing the financial state of the union, his new book. It's just out, How We Got in This Mess, and we can't get out of it. It's a mathematical impossibility. He's going to talk about it tonight, a couple hours, in depth, ask the questions. The mainstream media is lying to us. And if you don't know the truth, you can't prepare. Meet up tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's, Springfield. Information's on the website. And John Reagan's going to be with us tomorrow. He's going to be talking about his book, and you may call in and ask the questions that you have tomorrow, if you'd like. That's John Reagan. And the reason I talk about the meetups is so you can replicate them in your community. Find a local restaurant, a like-minded owner. Pick a low-activity night and get the word out. We average about 110 people every Monday night. We've seen crowds over 200. It works. And I don't know of a better way to get people involved and to teach them what is really happening, to meet like-minded folks, people who you can trust and people who you can depend on. And after time, you'll learn who they are. And what happens with us is politicians are afraid to come visit us. They don't even want to consider coming to the meetups. Because we'll point them out, we'll sit next to them, we'll make them feel really uncomfortable. They can't stand it. You can do the same thing where you live. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you this morning.
Hey, it's great. Frank, you're breaking up a little bit. If you can free up some bandwidth, that'd be great. So, Frank. Okay, hey, Frank. Man, oh, man. You know, I was looking at silver and gold this morning. Boy, what's happening?
Well, obviously, you're seeing a disintegration in a lot of these markets. It's just with the dollar moving higher, and I would have interpreted last week's news as good news that the government is slowing down on buying treasuries and so forth. It should be a signal that the economy can get off the government's bosom. But obviously, we're nowhere anywhere near repaired. Nowhere.
Frank, you're really breaking up. Is there Are there other...
I don't even have my computer on. I can hear you clear as a bell.
Okay. Well, let's see. You're breaking up on this end. Shane, is his signal okay from where you are? Okay. I'll tell you what. Frank, what I'd like you to do is after the commercial break, which is coming up in about 7 minutes, would you reconnect, please, at that point?
Absolutely.
Okay. Frank, I've got a post on the website, usapreparedness.com, and what we're seeing is massive power outages in Calgary, and there was some serious flooding there, and they're looking at power outages that can be that can last for days, weeks, and they're really talking about months. And when they say months, they really mean months. Imagine what that would be like. 3 weeks ago, nobody in Calgary was thinking about not having power. Nobody. And now, 6,500 are without power. So what would that be like if you didn't have power? That means no internet. That means no television. Now, that's a good thing. But no refrigeration? How about that electric stove? How about the microwave oven? How about the electric can opener? How about the electric garage door opener? How about if you have a well, no power to power your well pump? No water. We talk about preparedness and survival here at usapreparedness.com every day, 2 hours a day. And we talk about it because we have seen what can happen. We've seen what power outages are like. We've seen ice storms. We've seen tornadoes. We've seen and felt earthquakes. We've seen hurricanes. We've seen the storms. We know what it's like, and we're trying to share that with you, and we'd like it if you would consider something very, very simple. On Friday, when you get home from work, let's say you get home at 5:30, you're going to know that the power is going to go out at 6 o'clock. Because you're going to turn off all the breakers in your home, except for those that provide electricity for your refrigerator and your freezer. And medical devices that you need. Other than that, all the breakers go off. You put some tape across your toilet flush handle, and you put some tape across the faucet handles and the refrigerator and freezer. So you're reminded not to use them. You're going to assume that there's no water. You're going to assume that you can't get in the refrigerator, and you can eat all the food you want that's in your cupboards. You just can't cook it. Unless you have matches and a gas stove, and you can light your gas stove. Yeah, then you can cook it. And you open the cans and have whatever you want. And just do this for 3 hours, till 9 o'clock. So from 5:30, you get home. You got a half hour, get everything ready, because you know the power is going to go out. And then at 6 o'clock, the power goes off. And until 9 o'clock, you live like that with no power. And you see what it's like. And you write down all the things that you don't like. And you write down the things that you would change. And you spend that time with your family. Nobody goes out. You're home that night. Just one evening of preparedness. Just one evening to learn what it's like.
Vincent, and, if I can just interject for a second.
Sure.
I went and got some propane for my barbecue. And at every drugstore, hardware store, there's propane for sale. I haven't seen this, 3 or 4 years ago. But everywhere here in, metropolitan Las Vegas and Clark County, and I asked the lady, what would happen if there was ever, a power outage? And she said, every tank you see here would be gone in 15 seconds.
Hmm. Well, that's exactly right.
And one of those chaos.
Yeah, it would. And one of the things that you would see is you would see people lining up for fuel. And why would they line up for fuel? Because they don't have it in their automobiles and trucks. And why don't they? Because they didn't get it. Now, why is it that people will not fill up their fuel tanks? I think it's because of the economy. I don't think they have the money to fill up their fuel tanks. But if you let your car run low on fuel, you're subject to being stranded. So if you can, keep that tank at half or more. And when it gets down to half, that should be the new empty. You should always have enough fuel to get home. Always, always, always have enough fuel to get home. Always have enough fuel to make an emergency trip to a hospital without stopping for fuel. And you will see, when the power goes out, you'll see long lines of people with gas cans carrying them because their vehicles are stranded because they ran out of fuel. And they'll carry gas cans. Now, there's an assumption that when the power goes out, you can go to the gas station and get gas or diesel. That's not necessarily the case, because most gas stations don't have emergency generators to power the gasoline pumps and the computers that control them at the gas stations and at the service stations and at the convenience stations. So don't assume that if the power goes out, you'll be able to get fuel, because that's not the case. And what Frank is saying is that people are buying propane in these emergencies because their electric stoves don't work. So they want to cook on propane. Now, why don't they have that fuel already? Why don't they have a spare propane cylinder? A spare one that's full, in addition to the one that's in the grill. Why not? How much does that cost? Is that $40? I think that's probably, you could get one for $40. You could certainly buy one used at a garage sale for $10, maybe $5, and then get it filled up. So there are a lot of things that you can do and that you should do to prepare for every kind of emergency. And I wouldn't do what Doomsday Preppers does and say, you know, pick one, like the economic collapse or an EMP or a solar storm or a flood or a hurricane or a tornado. I would pick all of them, all of these possible calamities, and say, I'm ready for anything. And that's what we are here at the farm. We're ready for all of them. Frank Underhill's with us, and he's going to reconnect during this break. We're going to get a better connection, and we're going to talk about survival economics. Frank Underhill, CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com. And he's going to be with us through the 9 o'clock hour and the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Vincent Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, I've noticed something in the news that I find very surprising, and I don't want the class to take this wrong, so please do not take this wrong. As you know, I am a fan of James Gandolfini, and he was the actor who played Anthony Soprano on The Sopranos. And you all know that I'm of 100% Italian heritage, both sides, mother, father. And I have, and I've told you this, that I have a credit card in Anthony Soprano's name, and I've had for a very long time. So when I first heard about The Sopranos, a friend of ours from Virginia called me up in Missouri and said, what do you think of The Sopranos? And I don't watch TV, so I didn't know about them. And so I got hooked on the series. I found it vulgar, but I found the storyline very interesting. And I know exactly where it was filmed. I've been there. I've been to the church. It's St. Cecilia's Church, where a lot of the funerals were held on stage. And Satriel's Pork Store is really a parts store in Kearney, New Jersey. I've been there. So I know the area, and I really liked James Gandolfini. But what I see on the news and I see in the media is there is this nonstop coverage about him and the scandals, which I don't believe, surrounding him, and how he was a binge drinker and a binge eater. And I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. And what I think is happening, this is my opinion, I have nothing to back this up, these are just my thoughts. I think that the reason that this information is coming out is twofold. One is because there are people who claim to have knowledge of him intimately, and this is their chance to have a moment of fame and to use his fame to enhance their fame. I don't like it. That's one thing. The other thing is, with the enormous scandal of the NSA and the FBI and the snooping and the spying and the recording of our emails and the monitoring of our emails and our phone calls, nonstop surveillance by your government, I believe that these stories are being planted in the media to be a diversion from the enormity of the spying and the, I believe these people are traitors. They are traitors to us, spying on everything that we do. So there you have it. I think that the James Gandolfini coverage is a smokescreen to prevent us from seeing what's really, really happening. As much as I liked him, and I don't want to minimize my respect for him, that's not it at all. I just think that they're using him for their own advantages. Frank?
I think there's, when people passed away, I think people should, you know, die with the dignity they deserve. And I think it's abhorrent about these accusations, innuendo, hearsay, whatever, overshadowing it. And, you know, definitely for him, he's probably more of a tireless worker than a professional actor, because you got to remember he died at 51, but I think success probably came pretty late in his life.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what I noticed.
I watched the show, too, on some episodes. In Canada, we didn't have HBO or The Sopranos up there, but when I moved here, I caught some episodes, and it was probably in rerun by the time I got to see the program, but, you know, definitely it takes a lot of work to be an actor, and I guess that's why they call them artists, because of the, you know, even doing a script for a little video I do or something. You know, that's hard to memorize right there.
Yeah, and Frank, seriously, as I said, I'm of Italian heritage. I thought the language that was used in The Sopranos was extreme. I don't use profanity. And frankly, I have never seen that kind of language in any Italian family that I know. How about that? Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to get back into survival economics right after this break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything?
Think again.
You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
today?
You
got your
take when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, the United States is becoming financially isolated more and more every day. India, China, Russia, those aren't the only countries. And it looks like they are ready and watching us as we crumble from within. It's not an accident. It's by design. And it bothers me. It bothers me. And while we're crumbling from within, Frank, I have noticed where I live in the middle of nowhere in Missouri. I mean, literally in the middle of nowhere. I live in a town of 100 people. The highway department has paved a road that was perfectly good. Perfectly good. And they have done a magnificent job of making this road that hardly anybody uses really, really nice. It's smooth. I mean, it's wider. They have done a magnificent job. But if I were running a business and I recommended that we do something like that, I should be fired. because we didn't need it. We really didn't need to pave this road. And not only do we, once we pave it, then we have to repaint it. Now, I have noticed, Frank, and tell me about your area, but I've noticed that we have done a lot of paving here that does not need to be done. The roads are not beat up. We're not talking about potholes and we need to fix them. I'm talking about perfectly good roads, really good roads. I mean, no problems at all with them, and we're repaving them. And in one little hamlet in the county I live in, they even ripped up the main intersection in the main square, which might have one car every 2 minutes at the intersection. They ripped it up. They ripped up the tar and stone paving, and they put in a unbelievable concrete intersection. It makes no sense. It's like they expect this thing to last forever, and hardly anybody goes there. Are you seeing the same thing, Frank? What I'm saying is we're wasting money. We are absolutely wasting money on stuff that it does not need to be done while our country's crumbling. Is the same thing happening in Nevada?
Well, I don't think we have the infrastructure here like they do in your area of the country. And generally the weather keeps it. Like it seems to last longer here, but I don't see a whole lot of infrastructure. Like there's a park near where I live, Paradise Park. They redid the parking lot, but it was just in bad disrepair. And the park is actually, since new people are coming into my neighborhood, like we had the brunt of the foreclosure crisis here in my zip code area. And the park was abandoned, left derelict, drug people moving in. But hence, 2 years later, you can go by there at 10 o'clock at night. I feel safe because I don't see anybody there. I'll see, say, a person walking their dog at night. And they redid the parking lot there, and they upgraded the playground. So I don't know if it's probably for the better. But again, it's citizens taking control of the community and not the police. Like, even though the police would patrol it, but it would be, say, that lady walking her dog, calling 911 and the police come in real fast and pick them up. But yeah, Paradise Park is no longer the place to do deals anymore. And, it's very well kept and, there's a very nice swimming pool there they put in like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I think maybe for the most part it's worked out, but it's taken an eyesore. But again, people left, and when nothing is used, it falls into disrepair and where it just doesn't make it habitable. So I don't know if they got a bang for their dollar there, but I have to say the crime level has fallen to next to zero. You're seeing people moving back into this area because the Hollywood area, Summerlin is too far and people are moving in. And I got to say, even the streets, when the real estate dump, people are coming in, buying these awful looking homes. And the neighborhood is, I don't know, in transition or doing a makeover, but I think the fixing of that park. But like I said, Vincent, something had to be done about it. Like that pavement was crumble, basically. No one would even park their car on it.
Frank, you're talking about some interesting things, and here's something that I think is just over the top. As I watch the news on the internet, I don't watch it on television, but as I watch it and read it on the internet, there's a story that we posted on the website that is just over the top. And it's titled, and you can look at it on page one, usapreparis.com, "Complaints About Water Quality Can Be Treated as Terroristic Threats." Now, in Tennessee, I mean, we're not talking about a third world country yet. We're working on it.
We're not there yet.
So in Tennessee, the water officials tell the citizens that if you complain about the water being cloudy, and if you complain about it not being up to what you expect it to be, you can be charged as a terrorist for complaining about the water that comes out of your tap that's provided by the municipality. Unbelievable. They've got it exactly backwards. If the water's bad, the terrorists would be the water treatment people. They've got, not the customer. Not the customer. Can you imagine going into Sears, which I don't go into anymore, and then complaining about a product being defective? Like, and I'll give you an example. I bought an 18-volt cordless drill, and it came with one of these lights. And the lights lasted for like 5 minutes, and then the bulbs would burn out. And I'd bring it back, and I'd say, you know, this bulb only lasted 5 minutes. And they said, oh, well, we'll sell you a new one for $2.99. So I'd buy a new bulb, and I go, don't you guys warranty these things? It has a one-year warranty, yeah, but not the bulbs. So finally, I said, okay, I'm on my fourth bulb. They don't last worth a darn. This is ridiculous. And they said, well, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. Just keep buying bulbs. And I said, okay. So I said, whatever happened to satisfaction guaranteed your money back? And they said, oh, okay. Well, we'll have to give you a whole new set. That would be a case, two new batteries, a cordless drill, and a new light. And they were willing to do that, but they weren't willing to give me a bulb, right? So they gave me this whole new thing because I reminded them about their promise, satisfaction guaranteed your money back. It was less than a year old. But here's the point. The point is they could now say that I'm a terrorist, right? Because I'm complaining about a poor quality product. Is that unbelievable? That's the kind of nonsense that we're... That's my analogy. It's not exact, but that's what we're talking about. We're drinking water that's cloudy, and complaining to your government can have you be susceptible to being charged as a terrorist.
Vincent, I've seen a fellow at a... I don't know if it was a Sears or a JCPenney, but he went in to complain about something, what you're talking about, and then 3 minutes later, coming in through the main doors, like four Clark County Police Department people coming in, and, you know, what's the lowdown? And then the fellow started, you know, stating his case, and then the cashier was just like, didn't even say one word, and then the fellow was raising his voice and everything, and the police officer told him not to raise his voice, and then the lady, the cashier, was non-responsive, and then the manager came and pulled the cashier away from the cash register, and then the police officer said, I told you to tone it down. Now you're being rude to a law enforcement officer. Turn around. And they put the cuffs on him right then and there and took him out of the station. And then they just left his belongings on the counter there and walked him out the door in cuffs.
Well, I know what that's like. I really do know what that's like.
And Vincent, his stuff was just left on the counter. The cashier exited the scene, the manager. And here's this, you know, 67-year-old guy walked out the door, you know, with four police around him and in the back seat. And that's the end of it.
Well, Frank, I have been conditioned.
Pretty expensive refund. Think of what the bond would be to get out.
Yeah.
Disturbing the peace, insulting a police officer, trespass, whatever. They could just throw on the charges.
And they do. And they do. Frank, I think I've mentioned before that I was at an event in Springfield. I just walked in and paid my $10, and I walked in. I was with one of our instructors, a doctor. And he and I were, you know, having a good time. We're just talking to people and not causing any problems at all. I mean, next thing I know, three uniformed officers are facing me and asking me if I'm Vincent Finelli. And I said, yeah, what's up? And they said, will you please step outside? And I said, did I do something wrong? And they said, please step outside. And I said, did you see me do something wrong? Please step outside. And I said, or what? And they said, are you going to jail? And I didn't even raise my voice to anybody. Nobody, not even them. I mean, I didn't cause any problems. And what I'm saying is, things can be made up about a person, and the cops can be called. And by the way, there were three armed cops in front of me, spread out, ready for a gunfight. And at the time, I was talking to a guy running for U.S. Congress, a wimp, an absolute wimp. This guy scattered as soon as the cops came. What a pansy he is. Anyway, I'm not even going to tell his name because he's got no chance for running. I don't want to give him any publicity. But what a wimp. And there was a guy behind me, ready to shoot me if the first three cops that were armed didn't get me. That's happened to me twice. Frank Underhill, Vince Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank, when we come back for the second hour, I'd like to get into what's happening with silver. You know, the current spot price is below 20, and I'd like to talk about what it actually costs to buy a silver dollar. And there really is a disparity between the spot price and the purchasing price for physical. So let's talk about that on the other side of the next hour, hour number two. Jobless recovery. Frank, when I went to school and I studied finance and economics, I learned that a business had to have a product or a service, and people had to be employed, and that would help make a strong economy. And we didn't look at third world countries where people taking siestas and picking bananas off trees, and we didn't look at that as a strong economy. And we're talking about now where we have a record number of people, families, children, adults on food stamps. And we're looking at, hey, we can have a jobless recovery. How do we pull that off?
Very simple. When you have a society that lacks work ethic, if you cannot get a job, there is a notion that you would create a job. And that has completely faded away. So you can go on, like, you know, from Canada, I've never seen a food stamp in my life up there. You know, and Canada's a very liberal social country, if you will. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen food stamps up there. Now, they have welfare up there. They have unemployment insurance up there. But I have yet to see food stamp. And in America, I think they commingle agriculture and Monsanto and, you know, modified foods and food stamps and some big cabal, if you will, where everything just comes in a big package, whether it's subsidies for farmers or it's subsidies for ethanol or it's subsidies for food stamps, whatever. It's a topic that, you know, it's over and beyond my head. But this is why, because people cannot understand, because everything is so convoluted and commingled where there's no transparency. And when you have young people you know, getting diplomas, and just because you go to school doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a job in your field. After all, like, my background is in food science. And what I'm doing today is nothing what I have my course in, but degree in. But there's expectations, and people need to be attuned to. It's not necessarily what you train for; is what you're going to get. And then when they don't get what they train for, they go, "Well, I give up then, and I'll just stay home and have kids or marry someone who can abuse me and have me pregnant, and this is my life from now on, Section 8. And that's why you have this jobless recovery.
Well, you know, Frank,
if you can't get a job, create a job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Frank, that is what we're going to do at the Get Prepared Expo. We teach people how they can change their lives. They can actually get control of their lives and see what's happening. Move out of this rat race that they're in. Become a farmer if that's what they want to do. And how it all works. And that's some of the stuff that we do. We have a veterinarian who comes to the Get Prepared Expo. We teach a seminar on how to buy a farm, what to look for. And, you know, you really don't have to have a job. Frank, you don't have a job. I don't have a job. We're not capable of holding down a job because our work ethic is stronger than what a job would allow us to have. If you had a job and I had a job, we'd be hauled into the office by our supervisor telling us to knock it off because we're making everybody else look bad.
Team player, works well with others. That's not for me.
Yeah, there you go. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. I've got a lot of questions about silver, where it's going, and why the premiums are so high. Sky high. Sky high. The price is down, but you can't buy it. Frank Underhill and I will be right back, right after the top of the hour news. We're going to talk about silver, physical, and what is happening and why. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.